Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, to build their world government, they got to get rid of the old system. They got to put Mao Zedong in to kill 84 million people. As David Rockefeller wrote when Mao died in the New York Times, he did a great job. And was just a wonderful leader, a wonderful person. He was actually a total degenerate monster. I'm not going to get into all his personal habits or the 80-plus million people he killed, but these globalists revel in control. More businesses shutting down than starting up. Weekly Standard. Businesses' deaths now exceed business births for the first time in modern history. The Weekly Standard. Mark Faber says, I don't trust anyone. Hold gold outside the U.S. Basically have an exit strategy. He said that on CNBC. The U.S. government will steal anything you got inside of it. I mean, that's got his pretty main line. Who's been on the show. And is one of the top experts in the world saying, you know, we're an authoritarian hell pit. Economy not keeping up with population growth. 8 million added to working population. 500,000 fewer jobs. So the country's dying. So that's New World Order for you. Private airplanes? We don't allow it. Private homes? Germany just banned any new construction of family homes. We don't allow it. Stoves, fireplaces, now being banned in areas in California. We don't allow it. Families, we don't allow it. IQs, we don't allow it. Health, we don't allow it. Except for the globalists who parade around. Oh, we care about you. Oh.
I did have an experience where on the first day of class, a professor told all of the Ted Cruz supporting teabaggers to get the hell out of his classroom before he sent us home to our mothers in a body bag.
Free speech? We don't allow it. Net neutrality? We don't allow it. Want to own guns? You're a racist. We don't allow it. Oh, there's a EPA's wood-burning stove ban has chilling consequences for many rural people. Want to heat your home without paying us? We don't allow it. Is the IMF preparing for dollar collapse? Omega Shock breaks it down. Looks like they're preparing for the new SDR move. Administration to pledge equal education for illegal immigrants. Yes, can I go to Mexico and have free college? Or have a baby for free? No, I can't. But I'm a racist. I'm against people from Mexico. No, I'm not. I'm against the globalist plan to bankrupt and shut down the country. I went into Mexico and said, my wife's here where she had the baby. They'd say, for free? We don't allow it. But wait, we allow it in America. That's for you. Continuing, Operation Monsanto stock plunge. Big Monsanto stock dump Friday, May 9th. That's at prisonplanet.com. Check that out. And a lot of other news here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, now they lock everything down. Oh, there was someone at a military base. Lockdown. White House security breach appears to be an honest mistake. It seems at the point to be an honest mistake and caused a lockdown. We're all just taught about how we're locking everyone down. That's when you live in a prison. Someone was seen in a rural area with a gun, walking in camouflage. They're probably a terrorist. We're locking the county down for your safety. In the whole county in Nevada, no one's allowed to have free speech for your safety. We don't allow it. And we're going to shoot you if you walk down the street. Because we don't allow it. What is this, people fighting over a table? That's journalist in Jordan. I like it. Sitting around the table being nice? We don't allow it. We're in control. We're liberal. We have the moral high ground. We're trendy. Got a super model girlfriend? You must be wearing a dress then. Go to Whole Foods, it's like guys walking around like, in dresses, with supermodel girlfriends. That's the new trending thing. We're homeless. We're free garbage dump. We're learning how to be slaves. Oh, the New World Order.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday.
We don't tell the
situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Obama told Africans.
Radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news. InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag?
For anyone but us, it's a quality.
Security plastic and hands down on kids on the streets.
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We have to take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKFLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
The march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, the eighth day already of May 2014. We have several guests joining us today. Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, was going to be on, but he's under the weather, just recovered from cancer. And so he is recommending a top former State Department official to come on that he says will give a similar analysis of the Ukraine crisis. I wanted to get Ray McGovern's take. I want to get different perspectives on this. But we're working on another individual formerly with the State Department to come on that he says is of his caliber. And then Bruce Fine, the man more than anybody else that you can thank for this radio show you're listening to right now. He never comes on the show and toots his own horn. But Mr. Fine was the deputy head of the Federal Communications Commission in the late 80s under Ronald Reagan in 97-98, who successfully got it set up to where we can have talk radio and get rid of the, quote, fairness doctrine that restricts the First Amendment. So we're going to have him on to talk about the new FCC chair criticizing the board and the Obama administration, saying, quote, what's going through right now regulatorily could basically shut down the Drudge Report. That was the archetypal image of independent, non-state-run media. FCC chair warns that conservative media like Drudge could face regulation like PACs. And that's how they did the fairness doctrine previously that they had from the 50s up to 1987. And then you saw the rise of stuff that wasn't perfect, but at least something that countered total monolithic. Fathers are bad. Turn your guns in. World government's good. Gloria Steinem and the CIA love you. Dress your son in a dress, slit your wrist, take Prozac. There was finally something to counter the nihilistic human suicide movement, the culture of death abortuary movement that is now in total collapse with no ratings, no viewers to speak of. When you have 500,000 viewers on your top show on CNN or on MSNBC, you are dead on arrival. You do not exist. You are a joke. There are radio shows in New York City on one station that have 1 million listeners per day. Okay, just to give you an idea. 3 million listeners here a day. 8-9 million, Rush Limbaugh. 5-6 million, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck. Coast to Coast AM with George Noring. I mean, whatever you think of those shows, the point is they are not what you would see as establishment media. The system doesn't see them as that. The White House and their own memos from Clinton and under Obama doesn't. They want that shut down. Because if they can shut down Alex Jones, and if they can shut down Glenn Beck, and if they can shut down Michael Savage, they can shut your blog, your website, your newspaper down. And now the FCC is claiming jurisdiction over the Internet, over print media, over all transmissions, not just broadcast. They've only had a broadcast regulatory jurisdiction claiming interstate commerce if your station goes over state lines. Now they are bellying up with Internet 2 and the rest of it to take over the Internet, everything, to set up these thought police units that will actually come into your offices and see if you're, quote, biased or racist. I mean, let me tell you something. We're not having any Obama administration or Republican administration, anybody in the future, in my office to review what I cover and what I do. You can go straight to hell where you came from. You understand that, scum? I will not bow to that. I'm not turning my guns in, and I'm not turning my free speech in, and you are going to be defeated, and you know it. But they're going to try. They may launch cyber attacks on the web to try to take it over and claim they're saving it, and then basically shut it down. But there it is. FCC quietly kills controversial newsroom study. Print that for me. That was in February, and that's a feint. That's a feint. Like where you move to the left, but then you move and strike to the right. Or in football, where they do the fake handoff, but run up the middle. Because a month later, they brought it back under a new name, as the Boston Herald reported last week, calling it chilling, calling it potentially First Amendment destroying. So they're back with a new name of it. And we're going to be covering that today with Bruce Fein, who, again, almost no one even knows who he is. He's a top constitutional lawyer, former deputy head of the FCC, to get his expert take on it. The problem is there's so many attacks going on right now. They're ending net neutrality as we know it. That's now officially moving forward. Cyber Command coming in with backdoors, everything. They're launching worms against the Internet to force you onto the new Internet that has Internet ID, three strikes by an unelected group, and you're banned from the Internet. Sending in bureaucrats to basically arrest Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, Joseph Farah. And by the way, it's in the news today that 10% of the Tea Party donors were audited by the IRS. If you gave to a Tea Party candidate, if you gave to a Tea Party group, a pro-gun group, whatever, they criminally have that data, and then they come after you and audit you. Well, so what? They're going to put you in a FEMA camp next. This is meant to be a chilling effect so that you won't give money to the Tea Party that the Republican and Democratic leadership have lined up together to destroy. Because it's not perfect, but it's the only opposition. House Republicans find 10% of Tea Party donors audited by IRS. I mean, this makes Nixon look like an angel cake. He had 100-and-something names and was breaking into a few offices. I'm not defending it. He should have resigned. This is tens of thousands of people being audited and harassed and their 501c3 taken and pro-life groups. And it's on record. They told pro-life groups in federal court, you will not be pro-life. That's political. You can keep your 501c3. Just don't go out and protest at abortion clinics. What? That's an advocacy. But Media Matters, publicly run by George Soros in the White House, funded by Soros, run by the White House, can literally say, our job is to infiltrate, destroy new media. Our job is to shut down free speech. Our job is to get Democrats elected. We don't apologize. And they say that on CNN last week. We played the clip. I mean, this is a naked rush to the finish line by the globalist in our face. And now they have held Lois Lerner in contempt. The House of Representatives held former Internal Revenue Service official, not servant, Lois Lerner in contempt of Congress. We're going to get into that and more. But the issue is it's now reached survival mode. We punish these people. We back them off. We scare criminals in government. We give support to good whistleblowers and good people in government, or it's over. The whole thing's going to collapse into total evil. So we've got that coming up with Bruce Fein. Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, this is escalating very quickly. I said that Putin yesterday announced, and I read from the New York Times, it was also on Novastat, I don't just believe the New York Times because they'll lie. Putin said, we're pulling our troops off the border, and we are not going to, we don't want referendums for different cities to try to join Russia, even though they've been part of Russia previously. We want to put that on hold. So that was a major attempt at reset. Some can say it's a feint and that it's about Putin acting like he's involved in detente as a propaganda victory. That's what the CIA, run by foreign banks, and CNN is saying, and MSNBC. The truth is, it's probably a little bit of both. It's an attempt to reset, but the troops have always been on the border. That's where their main military bases are to invade Europe to begin with. It's been like that since the Cold War.
But now Britain deploys destroyer to shadow Russian aircraft carrier. Putin oversees Russian nuclear forces exercises. And tomorrow is the big World War II victory day.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
In the front.
We got sweet kids together. We got harmonious tongue. The living song of love.
times they give Satan a Nobel Peace Prize. Henry Kissinger. What a joke. Didn't they give Al Gore one, too, for all of his baloney? Yeah, Harvard will host the reenactment of the Satanic Mass. That's a little interesting news tidbit that's coming up. By the way, I want to spend some time on this. DrudgeReport.com, linked to it last night. And then it was up till this morning and you know, scrolled off the page. But I've had it reposted up on the front page of Infowars.com. And the headline is NSA to control the stock market. And what I did is when I got up this morning, Kit Daniels wrote a little story about my interview with Porter Stansberry where I quantified what he was talking about and basically said it's the NSA takeover of the stock market. And I saw a few of the commenters in the article going, come on, this isn't true. So I neurotically had Paul Watson at about 6 a.m. this morning when I got up add about 10 links or so from mainstream news admitting that the NSA is already spying on the stock market in real time and giving the data to select interest. So I had the guys print 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 mainstream news articles saying what I'm saying. See, because when I just get up here and say the NSA is spying on the stock market to manipulate it and then move on, I'm pulling from a big well of knowledge studying this for years. And I'm not tooting my horn. I was the first person on U.S. talk radio to have NSA whistleblowers on in 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000. Nobody was having Wayne Madsen on. Nobody was having James Bamford on, former head of Nightline. Nobody was having these people on. I'm not bragging. I thought it was incredibly interesting that they were testifying to the British Parliament and to the EU Parliament, and that they were testifying that there were giant hubs being built in all the telecoms to track everything in real time. I thought that was a big deal. And then 7 years ago, the AT&T executive went public. Well, I'm going to talk about this after I get into the World War III situation with Russia that just continues to go through new nightmare permutations, and so I shouldn't get into it now. I'll get into it then. But the point is, that'll be about 15 minutes or so. I'll cover this. This ties in to censoring the internet, controlling it, taxing it. The power to tax selectively is the power to destroy. They have to surveil everything to know what's going on to target it with algorithms. You say, well, government's too inept to ever track everybody. They've been too inept until now. When everything is through the digital grid, they're going to enforce with computers. And that's been announced. That's in the news. They say in the press release, this new algorithm surveilling everything you do with your bank account, everything you do with cash off the digital numbers that are on all the new money, it's really just a receipt of digital, will give them an accurate model of everything going on. And then they'll launder the drug money. That'll all be ignored. But then if you don't pay taxes on swap meet money you made that you're using to survive in the underground economy, you're going to go to jail. The illegals are going to be above the law and be given bank accounts and everything else. See, I'm already getting into it. This is the ultimate mark of the beast system. If the devil isn't real, it doesn't matter. They've taken that system and are building it. I mean, let's say in 100 years they have the technology to build a giant biological android of Godzilla, and they have it attack Tokyo. Godzilla's real. Godzilla's a fiction character, folks, but lots of stuff that's been fiction, people pick up on and build. Humans are master builders. And I'm not saying they're going to build a real Godzilla like Cloverleaf or Cloverfield, whatever that horror movie is pretty good. Cloverfield. The point is that that's the concept I'm talking about here. In 1855, they envisioned the total eugenics takeover of the planet in London, and they pretty much done it. And it was all on the drawing board then. In 1900, H.G. Wells wrote a book about atomic weapons with allusions. He alluded to the Max Planck equation, supposedly before it was even published. See, they're more advanced than they're telling us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential 4-foot situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy.
So, coming up, I'm going to get into our report, NSA to control stock market. And Drudge rightfully put a question mark on our original article because it had some links to it and my statements that that's what this is. But when I say NSA, that's a gestalt. The NSA is part of it, of the overall grid that I'm going to describe coming up after I get into our top stories here. And again, we'll get more into Russia in the next hour when a former State Department official and also whistleblower, Peter Van Buren, joins us. He helped basically run operations in Iraq, wrote a book saying, you know, that it was basically a fraud. They tried to prosecute him basically and run him out. He successfully defeated that, being represented by the same group that represents Mr. Snowden. So he'll be coming on to give us his take on the Ukraine situation. I didn't really know Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, a high-level advisor to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush. He gave them their morning briefings, so about as high-level analyst as it gets. And, of course, combat veteran Vietnam. I mean, really a smart guy who's moral, who can, you know, tell you 9/11 is an inside job. And who will really talk about the real world. He is sick today, so couldn't come on. But I want to get him on next week. As soon as we can. We appreciate him helping line up Peter Van Buren for us coming up. He's going to be with us for 30 minutes in the next hour, maybe longer, to give us his different angle. Again, I don't even know his perspective yet. I just know these are moral people who put out really thoughtful analysis. So it's just like we get Joel Skousen on. Doesn't mean I totally agree with his analysis on Russia. I think it has a lot of pertinent points, though. The truth is a lot of these things are fluid. And these conflicts are real at the grassroots level. They're even real at the Putin level or the Obama level. But above that, there's the globalist forces, as John Perkins, the economic hitman, will tell you. He was a big insider. Where there's the forces that play people off against each other, countries, religions, to gain power. So that's what it's really all about. The situation on the Russia front is very complex. A lot of people say that Putin's announcement yesterday that they would pull Russian forces off the border where they already reside at military bases that have been there for hundreds of years. Russia's had many of its wars in the Crimea-Ukraine area, obviously, and half the country's historically been part of Russia to begin with. But if you expand on that, it's been a big victory for NATO and the UN and the EU. When they overthrew the elected government and then said the new government that overthrew it is duly elected, even though no election was held, much of the East began holding referendums trying to merge with Russia. And they launched paramilitary operations from the Western-controlled Western Ukraine. And we've all seen on the news the videos of, I saw it yesterday watching CNN last night, masses of citizens unarmed, the Russian Ukrainians, marching against tanks, holding them off, blocking them like scenes from Tiananmen Square in 1989. And Ukrainians who are Russian-backed shooting down Hind helicopters that the Ukrainians have when they fire missiles at them. So there's already a war going on there. There's a proxy war between the global crime syndicate and the Russian system that's very seedy itself, obviously, in Syria, in Libya, in Ukraine, and in many other areas. And so now, basically, what's happening is the West doesn't like being beaten in Syria. So they launched on a new front in Ukraine. And so I'm going to say, well, Russia's going to have its World War II Victory Day. That's the nation's biggest holiday, bigger than Christmas. It's hands down the biggest holiday because millions of Russians died in World War II fighting Hitler. And the Battle of Stalingrad and the rest of it. So the word is, just like the Russians held off during the Olympics, launching a major counter-assault, that Putin put out propaganda that, okay, we'll pull back, don't have a referendum, so they can have the celebration starts tomorrow through the weekend, and that they can build up that national fervor. I saw a poll last week that Russians are the happiest they've been in polls in the last 25 years. There's nothing like being attacked that unifies people. And that helps the Russian regime become more militaristic, more corrupt, which helps the globalists. They want to build up a new enemy. See how it helps the predators on both sides. So it's a very sad situation. But here are the headlines, the latest news. Putin oversees Russian nuclear forces exercise. They drilled firing ICBMs at Europe, AP. President Vladimir Putin today oversaw a military exercise involving Russia's nuclear forces, escalating tensions over Ukraine. Submarines popped up off the west and eastern U.S. coast. Russian aircraft carriers steamed right off the coast in the English Channel. And British destroyers, UK destroyers shadowed them. Russian bombers practice bombing capitals. I mean, this is what's going on right now. President Vladimir Putin, again on Thursday, oversaw a military exercise involving Russia's nuclear forces, going back to the AP amid escalating tensions over Ukraine. While Putin said the exercise had been planned back in November, it comes as relations between Russia and the West have plunged to their lowest point since the Cold War over Ukraine. Putin speaking from the Defense Ministry headquarters, where he oversaw the exercise, saw that with leaders of several ex-Soviet nations, which are members of the Collective Security Treaty Organization that the Russians have set up, with the former Russian-controlled territory, including the nation's nuclear forces. Russian news wires said that the exercises simulated dealing a massive retaliatory nuclear strike in response to any enemy attack. The description of the exercise is unusually blunt, reflecting tensions with the West running high over Ukraine. Well, this is what Lavrov said, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of the Russian military said back in 2008. They said, NATO forces are landing, massing, you're attacking Russian-controlled ethnic areas in Ossetia and South Ossetia and Abkhazia. We will launch nuclear weapons on NATO military targets in 1 hour if you do not pull your troops out and reverse yourself. They rolled in mobile ICBMs, and the West backed off. I mean, this is the type of brinksmanship that's going on, and I know the globalists stand to gain out of this and are playing both sides and have interest in both governments, but this is real, folks. This is real. And it's because the dollar's on the edge of collapsing, global governance, the EU's on the verge of collapsing, the New World Order is on the verge of not making it. But the teachers in the schools and in the colleges and the preachers, they all tell everybody that world government's a foregone conclusion. And that the New World Order can't be defeated, it's biblical. Well, maybe it can't be defeated down the road, maybe it's prophecy, but I know that you can get a reprieve like Nineveh and so many other cases. All I know is God helps those that help themselves. I've been hearing preachers since I was a little kid say, 1989 is the rapture, or 2011 is the rapture. And they're just literally doing that to distract everybody, and it's a big cop-out. And it's not the case, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible says no one knows the time. And then the Bible says the rapture happens after the Armageddon. I mean, clearly a five-year-old could read that, but let's not debate that. I know that if Christians hide in the churches and don't go out and criticize abortion and don't go out and feed the homeless, that the evil will occupy. And the evil have occupied the churches. Some of the biggest engines of pharisaical evil, as they were in Christ's time, are the churches, are the temples. I mean, literally, you go to mega churches, it is worship government, divorce your husband if he doesn't give all the money to the church. I mean, these are cults, folks. Evil, glitter bug cults. Government-run, state-run, clergy response team dens if they're pushing Romans 13. As part of the maneuvers, a TOPL intercontinental ballistic missile launched from a launch pad in northwestern Russia successfully hit a designated target on the Kuren testing range on the far eastern Kamchatka Peninsula, the military said. What is that, 4,000 miles away? That's how big Russia is. Two nuclear submarines off northern and Pacific fleets, the Tula and the Poldaska, if I'm pronouncing it right, also fired intercontinental ballistic missiles. So there you go. And the Russians said, if you attack us, we're going to launch nuclear missiles at you. And this is not top news unless you go to Infowars.com or places like DrudgeReport.com. I mean, the average person, I've got stacks of articles here, and we'll get into some of them, with Democrat professors, Democrats in the media saying, arrest the Tea Party. Of course we're auditing you. You should be arrested. You're racist. Take all the guns. Put people in re-education camps. Take over, take over, take over. I mean, these people are howling, gibbering, authoritarian control freaks telling us that they have the moral supremacy. And they're going to tell the Russians, let them eat cake and start this whole thing. Well, everybody's busy watching the NBA and drinking their scotch and waters. I know that's fun. And while women are busy, running around with their girlfriends or whatever, literally World War III could happen. So here I am saying the end of the world's not a foregone conclusion, but it could be coming. My point is we need to not just sit here like spectators as if we're just on this earth to only let evil people run things. So that's what's going on with the Russia situation. Here's some more of the background breaking today. Since I mentioned it, why not show you the actual articles? London Telegraph reports aircraft carrier sails an English Channel. Moscow show explores Lenin, Stalin, Britain deploys destroyer to shadow Russian aircraft carrier. In case of U.S. destroyers operating the Black Sea was not sufficiently clear of the Western approach to containing Russia, the latest naval news will hardly boost the de-escalation theme. Reuters reports that earlier today Britain had deployed a destroyer to track a Russian aircraft carrier sailing close to its coastal waters. And then it goes on to break all of that down. Continuing, Ukraine says special op to continue regardless of referendum decision. So they're trying to de-escalate by saying don't basically secede from Ukraine right now. And the liberation duly elected government that wasn't elected, but Obama said it was, so it was, maybe he'll suspend the laws of gravity because he said so. Maybe he'll say the NRA is the Klan when they were founded to fight the Klan. I mean, reality doesn't matter here. And so they're continuing to blow stuff up, kill people, shoot civilians, engage in purges of unarmed people, and CNN says that it's just total liberation by an elected government. Doesn't matter if it's not true. They prey on their audience. Here comes Crimea 2.0. Following referendum, East Ukraine votes to become part of Russia. Zero Hedge. Overseas, private investment corporation gave $20 million loan to Ukrainian Porsche dealership owned by Biden friend and donor. See, that's how they launder out of Europe all this money in the Democratic Party. But then again, Republicans aren't even allowed to give money or you get audited, which is meant to be a chilling effect. Well, that's it. I'm going to start giving to Tea Party candidates as much as I can across the board. Okay, you want to audit me, scum? Go ahead. I'm going to sue the IRS person that comes here personally. And you may beat me in court, but I'm going to drag you through depositions, and I'm going to put your name all over television, and I'm going to sit here and be a cause celeb and openly have you persecute me. Because the answer to persecution is I'm going to sit at the front of the bus, and you can arrest me if you want, but I'm going to persevere like Gandhi, showing what you did, or Martin Luther King. And that's the answer to these scumbags. That's the answer. When they do this, when they come out officially and go, I mean, I've played the clips on MSNBC, they go, of course we're auditing you. You're criminals. You're racist. Of course we need to shut down the whole Tea Party. These people will throw us in jail if they can. You know it. I know it. We're here. They're criminals. They're howling Stalinistic filth. They know they're criminals. They know they're evil. They know they're pushing race division. They know they're lying. They're not liberals. They're enemy foreign bank agents. They are commandos. They pose in pink shirts and talk with lisp to, that's what real spies act like, folks. They are in mechanized crews on record. They literally have commanding officers. Do you understand that? Rachel Maddow. All those people. The people on CNN. Anderson Cooper openly works for the CIA. And reportedly has been high-level regional manager of media operations in New York for the CIA. He is a black op commander to destroy you and your family and deliver this country into hell. They are sworn to take everything you've got. They are sworn to shut this country down. They are collaborator enemy officers like Vichy French in occupied France. That isn't rhetoric. That's 100% truth. I told you years ago Al Sharpton's FBI. I know their MO, the cut of their suit. Their nomenclature, their modus operandi. I fight the enemy. I eat, drink, and sleep the enemy. I know the enemy. You must learn the enemy. You must see them as an enemy. They are sworn to take us down. They are sworn to deliver us into slavery. They will never stop. They will start World War III to burn this country to the ground. They want Russia to nuke this country. As top analysts have told you, they hate this nation. Their mission is to hurt good people. Just like they've burned Libya to the ground and Syria to the ground, mainstream news today reporting. BBC, Syrian conflict, huge blast destroys Aleppo hotel. U.S. created a terrorist safe haven in Libya, a new government report. It's not the U.S., it's Spectre. Briefly, if you like what you hear here and you want to hear more of it, you want to fund as fuel in this missile system so we can continue to crush the enemy, then buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Get the great supplements. We got more of the silver bullet that's sold out. I've been plugging it. Didn't know for 2 weeks we had it on back order. You couldn't even order it. What I believe the best little silver out there that we produce with this great lab is now available. We have the Super Metal Vitality, the great Nation Iodine. All of it supports us. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We are funded by we the people. We're funded by you, not George Soros and foreign banks, through the captured CIA New World Order. We need the fuel. Energize us. We will crush the enemy.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. The Fed chair got grilled on an oligarchy running the country in a Senate hearing. We're going to play that later in the next hour. That video's up on InfoWars.com. It's pretty powerful. Let me get into this now since I mentioned it, and I'm going to give you the news articles where you can go read it. Again, we put the story out yesterday at InfoWars.com. NSA to control the stock market is the headline, and we'll show everybody a document cam shot of that particular article if you're watching us on television. And that's a bold claim, and the video that we linked in it is just where I'm talking about it, giving a few examples and Drudge linked to it. And we gave examples in the article. But a few people in the comments were like, oh, where's the proof? Well, it's in the links. And to say the NSA controls the stock market is, you know, quite frankly, not even deep enough. It is special interests that do it. So let me back up what we were saying. Here it is. This is Money Beat, Wall Street Journal. Get ready for regulators to peer into your portfolio. And then we read the document a few days ago on air where they said they already peer into 90% of the stock market portfolios. Now the other 10% of small-time traders, you will be peered at. You will be watched in live time. And then that's fed back in to the government computers with a government algorithm, with private regulators with governmental power, like the Federal Reserve. So when I say NSA, it's Google, it's Microsoft, it's the government systems, Cyber Command, all of those fed in. But the public doesn't understand what that is yet. So I say the NSA. It's like saying Nazi Germany. And then there's all the characters and all the groups that are within the term Nazi Germany. The average person doesn't know who Hermann Göring is or Heinrich Himmler or Zeb Dietrich No, they just know that Nazi Germany existed sometime. This is a whole governmental corporate takeover of all data to fix all markets, to predict the future, just like CIA run, they're now admitting, Amazon with CIA servers inside their system can now predict what you're going to order before you order it and already have it packaged and ready when you order it. Again, I told you that before it was even admitted. That's the holy grail, ladies and gentlemen. I was told this by former NSA people and top telecom engineers, you know, guys driving Bentleys, engineers that hold the patents, people like that, that this was the plan. I was told this 15, 16, 17 years ago and didn't even know if I could believe it. That, Alex, it's about predicting the future. It's about controlling the future. Have you read Isaac Asimov's Foundation? And I said, yes, sir. And they said, read it again. It was a plan. A computer system that predicts the future to then control the future. So it's way beyond that. Now, let me go over these articles. Get ready for regulators to peer into your portfolio. Wall Street Journal. Here's another one. This is more important. Wall Street Journal again. Futures traders sue CME, that's the group that runs this, over real-time data. Suit alleges high-frequency traders got data ahead of other customers. Like I said with Porter in the video, but now I'm backing it up. And it's come out in court. This is what's going on. The CME was giving the data to high-frequency trader Goldman Sachs to put the data in to rig it to follow the trends. The NSA is Goldman Sachs. It sits at the top of the pyramid. Do you understand this is all a plan, boys and girls? Here's another one. High-frequency trading, enough to get Goldman Sachs preaching financial probity. That's the London Guardian. Here's another one. Is the Fed manipulating the stock market? They go on to say, yes, they are. Plunge protection team. Here's another one. Government using NASA, NSA, to change amount in bank accounts, warns panel. Governmental panel. Says that they're, when you see your bank account go up or down suddenly, they're taking your money for a few hours, doing it to millions of people, and manipulating it. It's a total manipulation. NSA already controls the stock market. NSA, got it? It's a total takeover reality, total fixed markets, total fraud, total oligarchy to bankrupt you and shut you down and seize economic warfare.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Google, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hand down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.